Second, he gets them to fall. Nice book back from the sophomore. He has 4 points, and it's Lakers out by 6, 17-11. First shot was by Bender. I apologize. Martin Messing at the top of the key for Badax. 3:45 left in the second. High post to the right wing. Holeski wide open for three. It's up, and he nails it. Ryan Holeski with his first points of the night. Three-point ball game, chipping away at this deficit. They trailed by as many as 7. Now it's 3. 17-14, 3.5 left in the second. Binder to Pasek, sophomore to Seth Bowles, left wing. Feeds it into the lane to Smith, and they're going to say he's fouled on the floor before the shot. So that's the fourth team foul against the Bad Axe Hatchets. Lakers will inbound underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against number 22, Clark Brady of the Bad Axe Hatchets. Brennan Wisner will be inbounding for Lakers. Drew Scholler and Nick Siegfried checks in. Replaces Carson Binder and Seth Bowles. 3:18 left in the first half. Out there for the Lakers, we have Wisner, Siegfried, Smith, Scholler, and Pasek. For the Hatchets, Ryan Holeski, Clark Brady, Martin Messing, Jurgis, and Arntz. Wisner's pass picked off by Clark Brady, and we're heading the other way. Fifth turnover for Lakers tonight compared to Bad Axe's 2. Lakers with a 3-point lead, though. Martin Messing resets the offense going against Brennan Wisner. To the right wing, Holeski. On the back door again, and Messing tries to save it as he's going out of bounds, and it hits the back of the backboard out of bounds. Substitution, Bad Axe, that's number 42. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, the second best name in the Greater Thumb Conference, as Lakers inbounds 90 feet from their own hoop.
I think both teams like this whistle. I really do. The game itself is just, you know, rolling along.
It's evolving. Smith at the left block, and he is pushed from behind from Martin Messing as he tried to feed it out to Nick Siegfried. This will be Martin Messing's second personal foul and Bad Axe's 5th, and Lakers will inbound it underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. We have a timeout called by Lakers. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds as Lakers lead 17-14, 2:37 left in the second.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Everybody get up.
Lakers inbounds after a 30-second timeout underneath their own hoop, leading by 3, 17-14 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Goes into the backcourt to the safety valve to Siegfried, over to Drew Scholler, dives in the lane, goes up for the shot, and the floater's in for 2. Mark Krug wanted to charge, none was called. Scholler's first points of the night, back out to a 5-point lead for the green and white. Brennan Jurgis, acting point guard, over to the left wing to Ryan Holeski. To the left wing yet again to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. Into the corner to Jurgis. To Joe Messick, left wing to the right wing, Holeski. He hit a 3 from the same spot just a few moments ago. He's at the right elbow. Over to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, back out to Holeski. Holeski gets a screen from Humphrey Phillips. At the free throw line, jump stop, nothing there. Back to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips for the 18-footer off the mark. And rebound, Brennan Wisner. In transition, Wisner traveled at the right block, and this will be a turnover. And we have substitution Seth Bowles replaces Braden Smith.
With Martin missing out, the Hatchets really don't have much direction out there. And they're surrendering a good opportunity to go ahead and get back in this ballgame. They are down by 5 right now by taking a poor shot selection right now. They need to go ahead and break a sweat first, all the people that just came in this game, before they start winging that ball up at 18 feet.
Nick Siegfried also sits down. He's replaced by Troy Chapel. Lakers on defense, leading by five. Clark Brady on the baseline for the jump shot. Excuse me, that's Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. No good, but he gets his own. He steals it on the inbound away from the lane, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
That was a very adept play by Wyatt. Got the steal, got the reverse layup. Didn't go in. It almost did, though.
Fouls on Seth Bowles, his first, team's fourth. At the line, shooting two is number 42, a 6 foot junior, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. Lakers with 9 rebounds in the score compared to Banax's 3. First free throw off the front of the right of the hoop, no good. Score remains 19-14, Lakers by 5.
I don't know what's going to happen this next one. I'm not even going to say what his percentage is.
Both teams shooting 6 points in the second. Check that. 7 points for the Hatchets as Wyatt Humphrey Phillips goes 1 for 2 from the charity stripe.
That put Wyatt in the books.
19-15, 4 point lead for the green and white. To the left wing, Detroit Chapel. Sophomore moved up tonight, going against Joe Messing, a junior. Seth Bowles back up to Drew Scholler. Scholler dribbling to the right wing. Nothing there, jump stop. Gives it back to Brendan Wisner, being guarded by Ryan Holeski, defensive specialist, no matter the sport. Seth Bowles, left wing against Clark Brady. On the give and go, it's off Brady's hands, right back into Seth Bowles' hands. Brendan Wisner on the right wing, feeds it into a double team, into Pasek, and there was a triple team coming in. It's a last touch by a white jersey. Laker ball.
Two Hatchets had an equal opportunity for that one.
Well, they are equal opportunity stealers. With 58.6 seconds left in the second quarter. 19-15, Joe Messing sits down, is replaced by Martin Messing.
Hatchets do play great defense.
Feeds into Seth Bowles on the right block. He can't get the bank shot to fall, and rebound Hatchets.
Right now they're looking for offense.
Martin Messing, certainly out there, is going to help that. At the point, to the right wing, to Ryan Holeski. Holeski dribbling back out to midcourt against Scholler. 40 seconds left in the first half. 4 point deficit for the Hatchets. They feed it down to Messing, feeding, going underneath that defense again. Over to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips to the right block. Back out to Holeski. Back down to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips on the baseline. Back to Holeski, right wing. Skip pass to the left wing to Jurgis against Chapel. Now back to the right wing. Gets a screen. Goes the other way, though. Now takes a screen from Jurgis. Back to Martin Messing. 15 seconds. That's, folks, how you waste 35 seconds if you're curious.
And look who's guarding Martin Messing.
Brennan Wisner, much shorter. Back over to Clark Brady, right elbow jump shot is up, and it's good with 5 seconds left. Clark Brady with 7, and Drew Scholler has a last chance opportunity, does not go, and at halftime, the Lakers lead to 2 points, 19-17 after two quarters on the WLAW Sports Network.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the more tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
Make it a Valentine's Day she'll never forget. Surprise her with a diamond ring from Michael J's Design Studio at the north end of Bad Axe. Stop in, see it, touch it, and appreciate the beauty of fine jewelry. It's the one thing the internet can't do for you. Fine jewelry needs to be seen to appreciate it, and it's one thing you can do at Michael J's Design Studio. Every diamond is handcrafted in its own unique shape, color, and brilliance. Don't let a diamond certificate on the internet fool you, because each diamond has its own brilliance and beauty. At Michael J's, I can show you the difference. When you purchase or get your fine jewelry repaired at Michael J's, you will also receive a warranty at no additional charge. Michael J's can also make your old gold new again by creating a custom design made especially for you, done right in our in-store goldsmith.